Exposure for your music.
Ice, rain.
Hey, how you doing?
What's good? What's good? Yeah, I've been listening. This is a good ass show right here.
Good.
Yeah, I fuck with Black Ice heavy though. That like Cartel, man. That shit,
thank
that
you.
Shit
I can appreciate
hard.
That.
John Doe ain't shit though. He be hating on my Lions.
You said you get what?
He be hating on my Detroit Lions, but it's all good. That's still the homie.
Yeah, I give him at least an hour and a half a day to troll. He be going in. I just let him do his thing.
He cool as hell though, like real shit.
Yeah,
y'all
he
both.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll be listening to the show though. It's a good ass show today. You know, shout out to you,
right? Very informational. But I feel the other ones were good, too, with Nine Gotti, Bill Collector, and then Jay Nolan
last week.
But this one is for, like, female.
I think that in the female battle rap world, like, y'all get a bad rep because the females, like, that's ahead. You know, like, new nails and shit like that. Like, I think that's why y'all really get a bad look. Like, I thought it was real disrespectful how, you know, Nunu was like, she URL was supposed to be URL princess, right? And you're supposed to help each other. Like, you're supposed to look out for your fellow women, you know, that's in battle rap.
Mm.
And for the fact
that... And what happened?
And she just, like, dissed official saying, like, she got a ghostwriter. Like, come on now, really? Like,
why are you talking about in the beginning?
I didn't like that.
Like,
I thought that was fucked up.
Yeah, I feel like unless you know a person got a ghostwriter, like what facts you should have said, especially a female, because it discredits the time and effort they put in writing or whatever. But I fuck with Nails, though. Like, Nails, that's my homegirl. Like, but you got to look at it like this, too. I think she was, like, on some fan shit because her and C3 tight as a motherfucker. So this is around the time that she was finna battle official. You know what I'm saying? So she probably jumped in friend mode. From my understanding, they grew up together, went to high school together, and they are super tight. So that's why I figured she probably was just trying to throw her off her square. But I don't think it was that serious. If it was, I think she'll still be, like, talking shit or whatever. But
They be going at it all the time in them bias.
Oh, well, I don't be in there all the time, but I be in there, so I didn't see it. But, like, I don't know, like, I fuck with them. I fuck with her, like, that's my homegirl. She nice as a motherfucker, and I be seeing, like, you know, people be, like, bashing her. I don't know what the fuck be going on, because I can't read everything.
It be her fault, though. It be her fault. Like, she one of them people that command respect, and, you know, you got to earn that shit. You know, you just hopping on stage with Smack, and nobody know who you is, and, like, you come out, and when you interact with fans, you real rude, disrespectful, and that put a black eye on female battle rap because she's a female person that, you know, she's a female that's supposed to be ahead of everybody, you know, like people look up to Smack and shit like that, like that's the biggest platform and you the top lady on Smack, so, you know, you're supposed to be, you're not supposed to talk down to other females, you're supposed to help them, you know, help support them, help just help them with anything they need, but I feel like she throw a lot of shots here and there. You know, like, Official is one of the biggest female battle rappers. Like, the fact that she just said she got a ghostwriter, that put a black eye on female battle rap because it's already, you know, it's already a rumor saying a lot of these females be having ghostwriters, you know, a lot of Zay and shit. So, you know, you can't really be doing that shit.
Man.
So he's trying to say it's really no unity.
I ain't knocking you, you know what I'm saying, for how you feel and nothing like that. Like, I wouldn't even, I'd be shit if I sat up here and just was like, oh, yep, and I fuck with her, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just speaking from my views on it. I haven't seen read, you know, like the shit that you're talking about, because I don't be on there like that. I go on there and check my notifications and shit like that. But I don't know, like, you could be right, you know what I'm saying? Or everybody entitled to their own opinion. But I think she's a good person. Like,
she be wilding on fast. She was, like, she got kicked out of Unbiased because she was saying, like, yo, she was, some fan came her crazy or whatever, and she's like, yo, daughter a bitch, yo, grandma a bitch, yo, like, damn, really?
You got a lot of hate.
But you repping URL, though, like, you, that's why battle rap, I feel like it's in the middle. I don't know if it's going forward or going backwards, because it's just like, it's just too much bullshit, and we not where we need to be to, like, overcome everything, you know? We got to, like, move forward. We got to let the words be disrespectful in the ring and not outside the ring, you know?
That's true.
Just,
yeah, I can
say,
you know.
Shit is getting crazy and shit. But
I just think, like, you know, looking at it, when it comes, I don't know if this, you know what, and I hate to put it as, like, a black woman type of thing or a competition type of thing, but I just look at it like, I don't know if it's just women in general. A lot of women in general don't fit together, and it might have something to do with everybody wants to be, you know,
yeah,
be a person
that
in charge or something,
you know,
like that.
It's that
jealousy
trait.
So, it's not that, you know, men, I was just saying this too in an interview, that men have camaraderie regardless. Like, you know, a man is going to dap another man, even if, you know, I'm not saying like every time, but I'm just saying like for the most part, a man can know that another dude is on some bullshit, but, you know, in public or whatever, he's still going to show some kind of camaraderie. He's still going to dap him up. Females just do not have that kind of camaraderie amongst, it's not that kind of camaraderie amongst women for some reason. You know, like people in general can't ever play, people don't play their position in general. But females just don't play their position. And I just feel like, you know, it's just something that, you know, it's like, not to be cliche, but you know how they say you gotta, like, you have to be the change that you want to see. So, you know, the women here that are talking, you know, we have to be the change that we want to see. And honestly, that's what the Boss Chick platform is all about. You know, it's about being that change. Like, as I'm doing, you know, making strides in business, I just feel like, you know, I analyze everything a lot, and I just feel like men just have this camaraderie amongst men. They just do. You know, even if they know this nigga's on some bullshit or whatever, it's still going to be some dap. I don't know why, but that's just how they move. It's just like, unless it's like an all-out, like, niggas really just don't fuck with you, that's different. But for the most part, men are still going to just show respect amongst men. That same kind of respect is just not there amongst women. And, you know, that's just my opinion on it. But, you know, like I said, we have to be the change that we want to see. So.
And you think it's just, like, more just a competition type of thing that's the reason it's like that between the females?
It's a competition. I don't think, to me, I mean, that to be, like, everybody probably says that, but I don't think, like, an average female. So my, you know, to me, it's competition. You could reduce it to that, but there's nothing wrong with competition. But the competition is like, you know, a lot of times women having these fake competitions in their head. You know what I'm saying? They be competing. You know, you walk in the room and you might say, that's what I'm saying. Like, the Boss Chick brand is about, you know, it's about confidence. If you have confidence, you're not worried about competing with another woman. You know, a woman of confidence is going to see another woman who's doing her thing and salute, not see another woman who's doing her thing and hate. And typically, right, women see other women doing their thing, and they don't salute. They hate. It's just something within women. But I think it's an insecurity more than it is a competition. The competition, to me, you know, is something that, right, competition to me is something that makes you, for me anyway, competition, if I think competition, it makes me want to go harder. You know, it makes me want to be better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like, I don't know, I just feel like, you know, I think it's more of insecurity, you know, in amongst women, like, you know, so like what goes off in your brain that says, when I see another woman doing her thing, I'm not gonna salute her. I'm gonna roll my eyes. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why, but it's just corny, you know what I mean? Like,
I agree. A lot of that shit.
That's right. You like, and dudes do it too, but that's like, that's when a real dude be like, that's bitch assness, because that is bitch assness. You know what I mean? Like, dudes do it too. Like, people do it. But women specifically, they just don't salute. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm from the cloth that says if I see someone that, you know, could be doing better than me or doing whatever, I'm going to be inspired and motivated to go harder. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not inspired to hate, not inspired to bash, spread rumors, talk shit about her. Like, I don't know what that is. I just think it's insecurities. You know what I'm saying? It's insecurities. Like, you're not cool within yourself. You know what I mean? I don't know. But I don't know how to explain that, because I don't move like that. So,
but that will make it harder to have women leaders and women executives, because if you got like what Kiwan talked about, piggybacking on what he talked about, how you may have only 10 women that's doing this, mm-hmm. but you got a whole lot of males. It's like those 10 women have to try to, and it's hard to impress all of those males, because like you said, they're not going to tell you. But anyway, if you don't have the women that's alluding and dapping up, it's like, you can't have leaders, you know, too many leaders or executives. It's not going to be at that point if the women don't start.
Right. Well, honestly, that's not necessarily true, you know, because there are women who don't move like that, right? And those are the ones mm-hmm. that go to, you know, certain heights, you know what I mean? And then those are the ones that have to pretty much just deal with the men, you know? And, you know, as far as, like, it's like there's books that I'm reading, and they say that women actually, and if you tune in too, like, women, specifically, you know, women of color are becoming the heads of, you know, are running like million-dollar businesses, you know what I mean, like more so than the men, like going in the future. Like, the woman is at the head of, I'm not saying leading. I'm just saying, like, you know, they've had this on the news too. Like, a lot of, you know, women entrepreneurs are emerging, especially within the Black community. You know what I'm saying? There are a lot of, you know, a lot of women that are, you know, hitting the million-dollar mark and stuff like that. So it's there. You know, we are out there. We're doing our thing. You know what I mean? I just think that people need to focus on what, you know, women need to focus on themselves, I guess. And I think when you build that confidence up in yourself, you're not worried about anybody else type thing.
I feel that. I never looked at it that way, but I feel that.
Right.
That's a very interesting point. Very interesting. Elijah.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of took over. You can continue, because I know I kind of took over.
Yeah, I agree with her. Like, I feel like, you know, there's too much emphasis on, like, men, women, you know, I think hard work prevails over everything. Right. It don't matter if you're a woman, man. Like, if you have that boss in you, then it's going to show. You know, you just got to work hard at it. As women, yeah, it's not just about hip-hop either. It's the world view women differently. The average man, and I know exactly. Men like this who think that a woman is supposed to have their kids and be a stay-at-home mom and raise the kids while they bring home the bacon. Every woman is not like that. Some women, like, y'all, I'm pretty sure y'all are bosses. All three of y'all are bosses. Y'all have y'all own, y'all hire employees. You know, like, y'all are bosses to me. And every woman don't think like that, but, you know, every woman can't be a stay-at-home mom. Every woman can't, you know, be a boss. But I just feel like it's in you. Everybody is made different, man, woman, whatever you want to call yourself. Everybody is made different. If you want to be a boss, you got to work at it, and it'll come. People will respect a woman that's a boss. Look at Oprah. You know, she put in work and work and work to be a billionaire, and she got there. You know, the world just view women differently. You know, women was the last people that was able to vote. That tells you that, you know, y'all behind, but if you put in the effort and hard work, anything, you know, you can achieve anything. That's for anybody, not just a man, not just a woman, no matter who you are, you know. You got to put in that work and don't sleep your way to the top. That's what a lot of women do in hip-hop or whatever, you know, like most like a lot of people sleep their way to the top. I see a lot of people come for Black Ice and say, oh, Black Ice, you sexy, you're in this and that. You know, and guess what? She don't budge on that shit. She really don't even respond when people say that shit on Facebook. Like, she keep it moving. But I see a lot of other girls that's in battle rap who, you know, get a compliment and, oh, they all blushing, you know, they flashing themselves on in these groups and shit, and they don't have no self-respect. And then they wonder why women that's in battle rap don't get that respect, because you're doing shit like that. Just think, like, I heard y'all was talking about the whole Shell situation, like Norris was trying to hit and all that. Just, like, how many women you think Norris hit in battle rap? I'm pretty sure it's a nice number. I'm pretty right. sure it's a nice number. And exactly. that's why some people don't respect Nunu, because, like, if you sleeping with somebody, like, I always say this, like, if you at a law firm, you got a male and you got a female, both lawyers, they both sleeping together. When the firm find out, guess who's going to be looked at wrong? The female, right?
Right.
That's
right.
That's how it always is. Like, people are,
that
like,
they're
going to
put it
that.
On the female.
Yeah, like, you can't sleep with people in your profession. And, you know, I think that's what keep y'all down, is women always trying to get up the fastest. You know, that's getting up the fastest by sleeping with somebody, sleeping with a producer, sleeping with a rapper, you know, like shit like that. That's what keep women down in hip hop. And I think the strong prevails. You know, you know what you want out of life. You know what you want when you a rapper, when you a producer or whatever, like a female producer or whatever. Like, you just keep your foot to the pedal and you're going to get to where you need to get. You don't have to get anywhere doing shortcuts or anything. I think that's what females really need to realize. It's just about earning your respect. Once you earn it, you're there. You know, you don't have to look back. I think that's what females really need to realize.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's interesting, too.
Yeah, man.
Interesting point.
That's it.
So, Elijah, you think that other females, like you said, that can really, if you're saying, like, you know, we're not going to just, like, put Nunu in this, but or do you feel that will mess it up for other females too?
Yes, I do.
Because of another female, do you think guys will
yes.
look at it like other females should be like this because of that?
I think a man gonna look at you how you present yourself. Simple as plain. You know,
so
if you come to work in a skirt that stop at mid-thigh, then he going to obviously look at you like, oh, this is what she about, you know? But if you come professional and you let it be known what it is from day one, they going to have to respect you sooner or later, you know? There's going to always be bumps in the road, but you just got to stay true to yourself. You can't always look for that fast way up to the top. I feel like a lot of females in hip hop do that shit, you know.
But you said that females like that mess it up for other females. If you're saying
yeah,
that they should look at it like, you know, people look at it, you know, like the way you are, you know, act the way you are, how is that messing it up for other females if other females are not like that?
That's just how it is. That's just how the world
kind of, Yes, it messes it up. I do agree. It does to a degree, because that's just how it kind of affects the view. It's the viewpoint of the men, and it's a male-dominated world. So it does kind of, you know, that's what, you know, they say is that's the biggest poison to women that are about their business, are women who are not, and I guess, and you know, those types of women kind of like, you know, it's not even keeping a balance, because it's not an equal amount of women that are really about their business. So if they kind of like, you know, they don't balance it out. They kind of bring it down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
It really do mess it up for other women who's not like that, and make that person and make that woman have to work 10 times as hard.
Right, but I mean, I think every woman when they grind know that they have to work that hard anyway. So
yeah.
You know, if you stay focused on what you're doing, like I try to stay focused on what I'm doing, I don't worry about what other people are doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
that's,
you know,
the problem. A lot of people do. A lot of people
exactly
so worried about the next woman, the next person. You got to worry about you.
Exactly. That's the issue for me.
Yeah, that's a huge issue. That's the issue with men too. It's
and
not
men
just women.
Too, right? It's just people do not focus
yeah.
on what they're doing. They're so busy. You know, that's what I was saying. Like, I don't look at competition. Thing. I don't have no competition. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, as far as what
oh,
I'm doing,
Lord.
I feel like no.
I think this might be getting ready to go out. Because it said 90 seconds. We got like a minute and a half now. See, I just said this
okay.
last week, it hung up on us. Like, just.
That's good.
And I didn't even know. Wait a minute. Everybody go ahead and leave their information before this hangs up. Information on how we can get in touch with everybody.
You can follow me at Boss Chick Rain on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Black Ice. Because we got 60 seconds. Black Ice. Is she going here? Black Ice.
Oh, Lord. Madi.
We'll come back
yeah.
to Black Ice. Madi.
Yeah, yeah.
Leave us your information.
Madi Flow TV. You already know. Hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, all that. On Facebook, Madi Flow. Salute to all of y'all. For real.
Salute to you, too.
Salute
movement.
To all of you all, too, because it's getting ready to hang up. Black Ice, you back on here?
Yeah, at Black Ice Cartel on Twitter, on IG, MRS Black 80, on Facebook, Mary Black Ice Jane. Hit me up. And then we got a Facebook page, Black Ice Cartel Battles. Add yourself.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm.